Kellen making his way out to talk to us right now. He'll be our Hendrick BMW Northlake High Performance Player of the Game as he gets set down in and talk with us. Kellen, thanks for stopping by. How good did that feel tonight? Get back on the board with a performance like that.
It was great. It was great for our team. After UMass, you know, some of us were hanging our heads, and you know, even though it was a game we should have won, it was just one game. And excuse me, we still have what we got 7 conference games left. We had 8 coming into the day. We were just looking ahead, and we want to be playing our best ball in March. And I think today was a good step.
Coach mentioned something interesting. He said the assistant coaches, looking at your past 2 games to get to this point, had broken everything down from last year. Some of those movements, which some was the same, what was different. You came out, I could tell in your eyes that you were ready to attack, and you did it in a disciplined way, and we're really going at it here tonight.
Yeah, you know, we broke down clips from last year, and we compared it to some from this year. And just a big difference was the spacing, especially with Peyton, Oscar, and Will, because with those 3 guys, their release is as quick as most guards. So teams' defenses had to be extended, and there was a lot more driving lanes. And with that came a lot more confidence. And this year, you know, I've been mentally challenged a lot. I've had some, you know, I hate to say it, but I've been inconsistent, and there's been games where I've, you know, kind of felt like I let my teammates down and didn't play to my capability. I met with Kevin Kuick and Brian Sullivan, and we went over some stuff. And really the biggest thing was just play with joy and aggression. And the rest will take care of itself. And, you know, the last two games, I was just overthinking things. Mentally, I just wasn't there. You know, thinking about other things, you know, thinking that one missed shot's going to affect my future, et cetera, et cetera. And it was just, you know, Brian asked me a question. He said, would you like me if I talked to you the way you talk to yourself? And I said, I would hate you. And that was just kind of a wake-up call. I was just beating myself up too much and overthinking things, and that didn't let me play. That was holding me back. And today, you know, before the game, I just said, the ball, me, and my teammates. Forget all the other stuff and just play. And, you know, like you said, I did have a kind of a chip on my shoulder today, and, you know, I think most people would have seen it in my eyes that I was ready to go.
Kellen, what we were looking at was just incredible decisiveness from you. In terms of instead of taking 1 to 2 dribbles to try and find your spot, you is almost like as soon as you got the ball, you kind of took advantage of whatever opening was there.
Yeah, you know, that was another thing. I was just jab stepping too much, just analyzing the game while having the ball rather than just being instinctive. And, you know, Brian showed me, not to bring up all my personal meetings, but Brian showed me an article on Donovan Mitchell and how this year he's adjusted to being the main guy on the scouting report and how he was mentally challenged throughout his struggles at the beginning of the year. And the biggest thing Quinn Snyder, the coach of the Jazz, kind of harped on was when you're aggressive, your instinctiveness takes over. Mm-hmm. And that was just my goal today, along with all the other things and blocking out distractions and all the NBA, all that other stuff that's not important.
Yep.
You know, I just wanted to be aggressive, and then when I'm aggressive, I trust that my instincts and my just my basketball feel and savvy will take over.
You know, the other thing is I think other guys fed off of your instinctiveness, meaning you look at John Axel's game tonight, 11 points, 7 for 8 from the free throw line, those 8 assists because he's going into Luka and just a but everybody was playing instinctively. Keyshawn going for those last big rebounds. It was a fantastic all-around effort.
Yeah, you know, the other good thing that I've realized, I wish I realized it every game, but when I'm aggressive and when I'm effective, it actually helps our team a lot and opens things up. And, you know, at first I was the one going downhill for the first 28, 30 minutes of this game, and Fordham adjusted a little bit, and that gave John some opportunities to go downhill. And, you know, he was able to read the big guy, and usually it resulted in a lob or some sort of finish for Luka. But I think my aggression and my, you know, my attack is kind of helped open that stuff up.
No doubt.
Yeah, and looking at how the offense did open up, you look at the biggest differential on the this box score that pops out, points in the paint, 42-18 advantage for the Wildcats. But that was just a testament to the recognition, getting to the basket, finding guys that were open. And I know this morning, sitting in film, knew the backdoor opportunities would be there if you were able to get in the flow of the offense. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened, wasn't it?
Yeah. Fordham, historically under Coach Neubauer, likes to get into people and deny, which just like similar to how a lot of teams play us last year with all our shooters, you know, this year we've got a little bit of a different team, but when teams decide to play us very aggressive and hug guys in the perimeter and play that type of getting you, you know, aggressive defensive mentality that allows for back cuts, that allows for dribble penetration. And it really opens up the, you know, the paint and provides good opportunities. And, you know, there towards the end of the half, John and I each attacked downhill, and the guys sunk in, and then Luke hit two big threes that put us up 11 going into half. So our emphasis was inside out. I think Riggs is Will Regal's main bullet point was attack, don't retaliate, as you saw this morning in the film session. So I think we did a superb job doing that.
Well, Kellen, thank you so much for stopping by. Big game tonight. Congratulations on the win. You certainly did it with aggression and joy here tonight, and it turned into a really strong win on the road.
Appreciate it, Jared. Thanks for having me, guys.
See you at St. Joe's.
Kellen Grady stopping by. He is our Hendrick BMW Northlake High Performance Player of the Game. When looking for a high performance vehicle and the best customer service, Hendrick BMW Northlake is the place for all Wildcat fans. Stop in and visit them at the Northlake Auto Plaza just off I-485 and Highway 115. And